Okay, everybody, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Yud Ches. We are here at Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's see here. We are Amar Leh Rav Kishisha. Yeah, we're about the second wide line over here. Amar Leh Mar Kishisha, Berei de Rav Chisda Rav Ashi. And the last thing we had said at the end of yesterday was that Bai had said straight up that an Arusa, right, a woman who always had the first stage of Kiddushin, is allowed to collect her Ksuba. She has a Ksuba, even though the Ksuba is technically written, when she is Nisuin, right? So, but an Arusa still would collect the Ksuba, right, if she, if the husband passed away or whatever, after the Arusin. So the Gemara just wants to know where he got that from. We're going to jump back into Seder Nashim a little bit, a lot about Gittin, but first we have to figure this out. Well, how do you know that an Arusa gets a Ksuba? So, Amar Le Mar Kishisha Brei de Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, V'amana Mina Arusin De'isla Ksubasa Minolan. How do you know that she has, right, a Ksuba? So, Ilei Mimei HaDetan, if you tell me from the following Mishnah on Ksubas, right, the Mishnah says, Nisharmalon, Niskarsha, if a woman, she becomes a widow, or she becomes divorced, Bein Mina Arusin Bein Nisuin, whether she only had Arusin, or she also had Nisuin, Kovas Tekol, she collects the entire Ksuba and anything else that he added on to the Ksuba. Dilma, maybe that's it. Dilma Hecha, the custom law, maybe, meaning if you tell me that that's the Makar, maybe it's not the Makar, because maybe that's only when there was a written Ksuba, right? If we said that the Arusa doesn't actually have a proper Ksuba document, right? So, but maybe if he didn't write her a Ksuba, maybe she would not collect. And if you'll tell me, Maila Mimra, why do you have to tell me that, right? That obviously, right, if the husband writes a ksuva, right, the wife can collect, obviously. So that could be the reason you have to tell me that is because of the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because you have to, there's a bug flying around my face. Right, you have to exclude the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Amar who says, Shalom Kasavla El Amanas Lekonsa, right, that maybe. And he wrote all that type of stuff again. The added money, perhaps, or he wrote the ksuba just in order to nisuin, and therefore, if they never get to nisuin, right, she can't collect. So therefore, you would need to tell me that Arusa is allowed to get all the extra stuff that the husband might add, right, into the ksuba. And Dekanami, that's also the Mishnah that makes a lot of sense because the language in the Mishnah, right, seems to imply that the Katani, because it says gove esakol, right, meaning that she collects everything, i.e., as we explained, right, the ksuba and all the additions that the husband would put in there. So, E. Amrish Bishlama the Kosovla, if you'll tell me the cases where he wrote it, tied and the Tunning goes like, oh, that's the only scenario where you can collect extra, right, if he added extra into the text of the Shtar. Right, the Ella E. Amrish the Locus of Law, right, if he didn't write a Shtar, right, my goal is a call. Right, what is she going to collect extra? Right, the only extra that there could be is if he agreed to obligate himself by writing it into the Shtar. Right, Manam Asayim with this, right, she would only get, right, the actual basic Shtar, the actual basic Suba, depending on whether she was a Basula or a Bula. Okay. So that's why we can't learn it from there. So maybe it's from the following. Rabbi Chiya bar Ami said that Ishto Arusa lo onein velo mitamilo. Right? If a woman, again, marries a Kohen, right? And, well, I guess the second part is if she marries a Kohen, but either way, in any scenario, if they just had Arusin and the husband passed away, so then she does not, she passed away, right? Either way, right? He's not an Onen, velo mitamilo, and he, if he's a Kohen, he's not mitami for her. V'chein, and so too, he lo onen, velo mitamilo, right? And she doesn't become an Onen if he dies, right? And she does not become tami if he passes away. Now that's a little bit weird, because that you women are not, what's it called, obligated, right, to refrain. Women kohanim, right, are not obligated to refrain from becoming tummy. That's only something that a kohen has to do. So it must be, therefore, it must be that's talking about there's a chiyuv, right, to become tummy, right, for what's it called, for all the relatives, I mean, for all the seven, seven krovim. And the pasuk says lo yitama. So again, okay. Either way, that's basically what Rashi says. So that in that case, she doesn't have become tummy for him, but that's not a kohen thing. Okay. Either way, mesa, and then if she dies, then inu yarsha, she doesn't inherit him. And mes who go v'ksuvas, and if he dies, so she gets ksuvas. So here, there, we see again the whole point of bringing this, right, is the clear shot that an arusa, right, gets a ksuba. So the Gemara says, Dilma the Kasavla, maybe over there also. That's where he wrote a ksuba. And if you'll tell me, right, well, who cares, right, if he, obviously, not who cares, but obviously if he wrote it, right, so then She collects a ksuba, so Gemara says, Mesa, inner Yorsha is Jerkalei. Right? He needs to tell me, right, that, Echanami, that would not be a Kiddush, but you need to know that, again, she doesn't inherit him, she's not Yorish him. So meaning that the ksuba, and Echanami, that he would collect the ksuba, but that's only just mentioned, Agav, the fact that she doesn't Yorish him. So that can be. So maybe another one. Maybe another makor. Ella Abaye migufa de masis and gahadrebe. Maybe Abaye again. He reversed. Meaning he went back. He took it back from the actual text of the Mishnah. Right. We had that yesterday. If you remember, right. Abaye originally said that. Oh, my marganisa. Why? What kind of jewel is this? Because maybe that it's only if it's written. And then Abaye said no. Lav milsa hada. Right. If you chazir yesterday. Right. Abaye originally said something. Then he took it back. I'm not going to go through the whole thing over here, but just read the Gemara, right? Then you can pause it, I guess, for a second. What did Abaye use to kind of reverse himself and kind of go back on what he had said? And if you tell me that Mishnah was talking about a scenario where they don't write the ksuba, right, and therefore she can get the ksuba, the get hainu ksuba, and the get is the ksuba, so to get manu masayim ksuba, but the get doesn't say anything about a ksuba. How in the world does a get tell me that the ksuba was paid or not? Right, if you tell me came into Tekinu Rabbanu Lamigbala, came in command Kasev Beidami, maybe since Chazal said that the woman who gets divorced, right, gets her ksuba, right, and then maybe, right, even though they have no ksuba, so then she still gets a ksuba, and it's as if it's written in the get. Liton, v'leim parati. Well, the guy could just claim that he paid it. V'chitem v'damrinu lo I parati boile le'mikre. And if you could argue that maybe, if he did pay, you should have torn it in half, you can't tear up a get, right? Amalan lo shavkosan amra be'in alinsubeba. Right? What woman needs that in the future to prove that she's divorced? Right? She can't. You can't just rip up a get. V'chitem v'damrinu lo, but if you say that maybe I boile le'mikre v'kosu umichtav agabe kita den to Karunhu, or Lomishum to Gidipsulahu, Ella Hekadolo, Tigbi Vezmana Khrisi, right? Or maybe you should have ripped it up and written on the back that, yeah, it was a get, but you shouldn't collect. But the get is valid, right? So Atu call the Magbe, right? But Beidima Magbe, right? Is everybody collecting and based in, right? Maybe the husband didn't realize that that's what he should have done, right? So the Chora. Abaye kind of took it back from the mission itself, right? Again, and we're not going to say that. Again, that's if you remember, that was a whole discussion about a guy claiming against a Maisa Beis Din. So again, that's what we started with. Right? So that's why Abaye took it back, the whole discussion, right, and took it back and said that it's not that it is good proof. Okay, fine. New Mishnah. Now, like I said, we're getting into a little bit into Seder Nashim today. Into the world of Gittin. So, Matzu Gittin Nashim, the first Mishnah says, if you find, again, within the realm of, right, Shnai Moksen, well, Eil Metzius is next, but okay, either way, Matzu Gittin Nashim, if you find in Pashtus and Rishis Rabim, right, I'm trying to see, okay, yeah, if you find it, anyway, you find a get, Shechruri Avadim, or get Star Shechur for Nebuchadnezzar. Daitigi is a shchivmira. If someone who passes or is about to pass away on his deathbed tells people to do such and such, they write it up as a star, etc. So matana is a gift, right? Again, it's a star that has a gift on it. Veshuvrim is a receipt, right? V'harei elin lo yachzer. You shouldn't return any of these. Shani omar ksuvin hayu, right? V'nimlach aleihem shalolitnan, because we say that they were written, but maybe they weren't actually, right? They decided not to give them, and that's why, right, they were lost. Time the Gemara says just learn is medayik from the Mishnah. Time is denimlach shalolitnan, right? The reason why you don't give them, because maybe we're concerned the guy decided not to give them. So therefore, ha amar tnu, if the guy did say to give them, right, so then knows them, and we would fulfill that star, no problem. Afilu's mamruva, even for, right, a long time after that, right? Even if you found it 1, 2, 3, 6 months, I don't know, however long it is, so maybe, right, that we would believe him to say to do it, and as Rashi points out over here, we're not choshesh, that maybe it's a different star, and it's different people with the same name, and that's what basically is going to be the discussion, right, of today's daf, going back to getting a little bit. I'm a rabbi said, sorry, just skipped a little bit, or Minhu, hold on one second, I'm bringing a stira, this Mishnah, stira and getting, right, daf chozayin. Right, if a person maybe get, right, remember beginning of getting, right, maybe get, if a person brings a get, and he loses it, and if you find it right away, it's okay, but if not, right, it's possible. Again, because we're concerned that maybe, right, they're It's a get that was written for somebody else. So that says, again, we were medayik in our Mishnah that it's after Zman Meruba, you can use it even after a long time. And here he says, you have to find it right away. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Lo kasha, kan b'makam she'eros mitzuros, right? Kan, right, b'makam she'eros she'eros mitzuros, right? It depends. And if there are traveling caravans, right, if there are people that visit, right, if there are travelers, right, in the region, all right, so that's the differentiating point. If there are travelers, we have to be concerned that there's someone else dropped his get. And if not, then not. And then he adds another stipulation. Even if there are people traveling back and forth, so that's only, right, we only say that we're concerned that there's another get with the same name on it, is if there are two Yosef ben Shimons, for example, right, in the same year, with the same city, right, and the woman, obviously the wife is also the same name, right, the Elo Temahi, because if you don't say this, then Kasha Draba Draba. Then we have a Kasha against two Shitas of Rabba. What's the second one, right? Well, here we have, right, the first one, this is Rabba, but the second one is the following, right, Ahugita Dishchachak Beidina Dravuna, there was a get that was found in Rav Huna's Beis Din, right, the Kav Kosovle, Shivri Masa al Rachish Nara, right, in Shivri, which is the town on the river Rachish. Okay, fine. Our Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said that Chashina Lashnei Shivri, we're concerned that there are two people, two towns rather, two cities, right, named Shivri, and we're nervous that it's for this, for the same people, obviously the same name as well, and we're nervous, and therefore you can't use it. And here's, again, we're looking for a steer and Rabba, right? So Rav Chisda said to Rabba, Poke ayinba del orta boy minach Rav Huna. So Rav Chisda told Rabba that go check it out, go figure this out, because at night, right, Rav Huna is going to ask you, right, about it. So nafak takva ashkach, right, he went out and he learned and he found a mocker for this, right, the town, as Mishnah says, called Maisa Beis Din Areze Yachter, right, we learned about yesterday, that if there's a Beis Din, the Maisa Beis Din, right, you can give it back, and now that's against, what's it called? As we'll see in a second. Ha Beidina de Rav Huna, the Chimakam Hashiras Mitzurin Dami. Rav Huna's Beis Din is a place where people are traveling, right, back and forth through the Beis Din, a lot of court cases, etc. Kapashat Rabba de Yachzir. And Rabba said that you do give it back. Alma, Ihuxgushne Yosef Ben Shimon in Ilolo. What's the difference between the two cases? It must be that if there are two people named Yosef Ben Shimon with the same name, same wife, right, same city, right, so then we're concerned that the shtar belongs to the other guy, right, and if not, so then there is no problem, and that would be the difference, right, between the two cases. Avad Rava Uvda Bekisna de Bumbadisa, and Rava actually did an actual shayla in the Bekisna, the place where they processed flax. Literally, house of flax, I guess, right, in Bumbadisa, like Kish might say, right, like that. And Igad Amri, some people say in the two versions of the story, Igad Amri, Hechad de Mizavne Kisna, is a place where they would sell flax, shalohuksuku, and there was no, right, established huksuk, there was no other people with the same name in the neighborhood. And even though there were a lot of people traveling back and forth on these caravans, some people say the story was the Hikot Teru Kitna is a place where the flax was soaked, and even though there were two people with the same name, there were no travelers, there was no caravans, and therefore, right, he was allowed to use the shtar, the get. Rabbi Zira. Right, he took the mission that we had before and was through with a brisa, umeshane, and then he answered the brisa. Tanan, first of all, right, again, just first the stira, right, we learned the yesterday's daf or today's daf, no, today's daf, right, I maybe get velvet menu, right, you bring it's late, that's why yesterday's daf might be yesterday considering it's, I don't know. Yeah, a little bit after 12. Okay, anyway. I maybe get Velvet Amenu, right? With Sola Alter Kosher. Vimlav Puzzle, right? We said that's not our Mishnah, but we did quote that Mishnah, right? If you bring a get and you lose it, right? So then you find right away it's Kosher, but not, it's Puzzle. Or Minu, but what about the following Brisa? Matza get Isha Bashuk, right? If you find a get Isha, right? Get in the market, right? Mismacha Baal Moda, if the husband admits he gave it to her, so then he asks her the Isha, so then she can get it. Ain't about Moda, if the husband doesn't say, right? He disputes. And he says, hey, what do you mean? I didn't divorce anybody. Lo yachzer lo zeh lo vzeh, I shouldn't give it back to either one. Katani miyas, so what do you see? Bizman shabal moda, yachzer lisha, right? If the husband admits, right, he gave it back to the woman, right? Vafilu zman meruba, even after, right, a long time, That's against our Mishnah again. The Mishnah we quoted against our Mishnah, right? And it's actually like our Mishnah, but it's against the Mishnah we quoted before, right? It says that it depends on whether you find a little altar or not. Umishani, Rabbi Zira answered that Kama Makam Shiras Mitzirus, Kanshim Makam Shaina Shiras Mitzirus, right? It depends on if there are travelers going through or with the caravan, right? Igadami, some people say, that's only, right, in the scenario where you have other people. That meaning we know that there are two sets of people with the same name. That in that case, you don't give it back. Find the rabbi. This is exactly Rabbi Shita. You get down. Some people say no. The afak of the lo hechzaku lo in the hoder. Even though there is no chazaka, that there's no, we don't know about other people, another couple with the same names. So therefore, that would be pliga the rabbi. That would be against Rabba. Now, if you remember, right, we just pointed out that Mishnah that we quoted a second ago, that is the difference between La'alter and not La'alter, right, is a stira, right, both with our Mishnah, right, that we quoted on Yuches Min Aleph, we started with, right, and the Brisa that we just quoted right over here. So the question is, right, why didn't, again, Rabba brought, right, we said there was a difference between Rabba's Shita, right, and we quoted our Mishnah and the Mishnah, right, on subsequent Mishnah with La'alter or not, and then, right, Rizera came along and said the Mishnah and the brisa, right, that if the husband admits, etc. So the question is, why didn't they use, right, why didn't they do the stira, right, in for each other's meaning, why didn't they bring the stira from each other's source? So Bishlamar lo amar karavi zera mas nisan alima lele kashuye. Rabba didn't use Rabbi Zera's brisa because he'd rather, right, bring a stira in Mishnayos. Right, and then answered up like that, and that's how, you know, both of them came to the same conclusion, right, according to one opinion, right, according to the second opinion, they didn't. But let's just illustrate, both of them came to the same opinion, to the same conclusion, why did they bring a steer between Mishnah and Brisa? So Rabba wanted to bring the steer between Mishnayos, because that's better. Elo Rabbi Zera, my time with Lama Karaba. Why didn't Rabbi Zera use the two Mishnayos? So Amalecha, he would say to you, Mikatani, does it really say, Had Amar Tnu Nosnin? Does it say straight up that if the husband says, give it to her, they can give it to her, if I feel his mom Maruba? Again, we had assumed that, right? And that was the first line in our Gemara, right, after the Mishnah. We had jumped that in. So we had added that in. So Dilma, maybe, Ha Amar Tnu Nosnin, right, maybe they do give it. But the Olam, the Kamer Leila Alter, maybe it's only if it's right away. So therefore, it's not a Beferish Estira between the two Mishnayos. Okay, now we had said there are two versions of Rabbi Zera, right? That either that he agrees with Rabba or he disagrees with Rabba. So the Gemara says, now, Laman Damar the Rabbi Zera b'makam sheres mitzuros afagav shalok zugu shnei Yosef ben Shimon upliga the Rabba. According to the one who says that he disagrees with Rabba, meaning that if there are shayaros, right, and even if there's no hookzuk, again, Rabba requires both of them. If that, you have the travelers, and that there, we know that there are two people with the same name and the same wife, etc. Right, according to Rabbi Zera, if there are travelers, right, you don't give it back, even if there's no such known couple with the same names. So the Gemara says, "But my kamifugi, what is the machlokas here?" So Rabba Sav, Rabba holds the Gatani kol ma'isa beizdin hareze yachzir. Right, Rabba holds that any ma'isa beizdin, you give it back. Tishtachach beidina askinan. When we're talking about, right, it was found in the beizdin. But beizdin kamakom shasheiros mitzuyos. Right, the beizdin is where there are travelers back and forth, tons of people coming in for court cases. Again, we said that you give them back. Right, so it must be v'ushel huchzuku lo yachzir lo huchzuku yachzir. Must be, right, that if you know that there are two different people, right, you don't give it back. But if we don't know that there's two different people with the same names, then you do give it back. With Rabbi Zera, what would Rabbi Zera say? Amar l'cha, he would say to you, Mikatani doesn't say that, right? It doesn't say kol my sabation shenimzu bebezdin. It doesn't say that we're talking about any bezdin. Any ma'isa beis din is found in a beis din. Kol ma'isa beis din yachzir katani. It says any ma'isa beis din. Doesn't matter where he found it. Right, the olam, the shkachach avrai, right? Could be they found it outside. Right, so that would not be a scenario where you have caravans and traveling, etc. Therefore, you don't have to interpret it like that. I guess we could call it here. We can call it here by Rabbi Yirmiya. And then we will, right, we'll go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Yeah, have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.